Today's Shi'ez Masechta Tzvachim Daf Mem Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yizbaruch on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Yesterday we had begun our Perek Ezer Mekayman, where the Mishnah had taught us that many kabbanas that are kachikachim, particularly shritasim betzafin, and if they're shritasim betzafin, and the question the Gemara begins now is, how do we know these halachas? But ask the Gemara to begin the shir, michti, tzafen, the halacha that of tzafen, bailiksiv. The Torah says that halacha by a carbon oiler, as the Torah speaks about a carbon oiler that comes from the tzayin, from sheep, and the pasuk says, v'shachar yisal yerechem izbeach tzafayna. The halacha that chatas is done b'tzafin is learned through a hekish, because the pasuk says, "B'makom shetishcher oil tishcher chatas." In the place where you shecht the carbon oil up, that's where the chatas should be also slaughtered. So the obvious question that the Gemara is posing is, "Nisni oil b'raisha?" Shouldn't the Gemara have mentioned oil first? Given shouldn't oil be mentioned first? Given that oil is the carbon that the Torah states the halacha of tzafin, answers the Gemara, b'chatas adi dasim drasha, just the opposite of what we just said. Because the chatas is learned through a drasha, it's not explicit. So the Gemara quotes here what the Gemara quotes often in Shas, chavivalei, something that's not explicit, something that we only learn through a drasha, is actually more significant to the halacha, and therefore, since it's more significant to the halacha, that's why actually it's mentioned first. So ask the Gemara, fine. But in Nisni, shouldn't have we mentioned chatas chitzoinus? Shouldn't the halacha have first mentioned the halacha that chatas chitzoinus are done b'tzafen? And only afterwards should a Mishnah have mentioned chatas pnimis. As we've learned many times, the standard carbon chatas is a chatas that's brought in mizbeach achitzin, but there's mizbeach apnimi, which we have the parasar of Yom Kippurim and the various parham davish atziba parakai Mashiach, because the pasuk that says b'makom shetish shachir oil tishachir chatas is speaking about the standard carbon chatas. Why does the Mishnah choose to speak about those chatas? Why does the Mishnah choose those chatas first? Answers the Gemara. I didn't nechnas dam lefnei lefnim, because these are carbon chatas that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash itself, and in the Karbanos of Yom Kippur, as we've been learning, are brought in the Kachay Kachim. So they have a special significance, and because they have the special significance, that's why they're mentioned first. The Mefarshim ask a question. The Gemara is saying that really Chatas Chitzoinis should be learned from should have come before Chatas Pnimis, because that's what the Torah speaks about. But one could make a counter argument. Once the Gemara has established in our shir that something that's learned from a drasha has special significance, the halacha of chatas pnimius is something that's much more learned from a drasha than chatas chitzonius. So if we're following the approach that something that's learned from a drasha comes first, soon that should be the reason that chatas pnimius should come before chatas chitzonius, because chatas pnimius represents a greater drasha. So the Mefarshim answer that the Gemara's question is about chatzis chitzonis of the tzibur, that like the serum Rosh Chodeshim, the serum that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, the serum that are brought on Yom Tovim, that they really is that they are completely learned from a drasha, and therefore the Gemara's question was, on one hand they're similar to other chatzis chitzonis, on the other hand they're not explicit in the pasuk. Why weren't they mentioned first? Ask the Gemara, but we keep on saying that the halacha of chatas is learned from the halacha of the oila. But ask the Gemara, it's fine about oila hechik siva. Where does the Torah say the halacha that the carbon oila is brought in the tzofen? says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, when one brings an oila from tzoin, from sheep, the Pasuk says, v'shachar oisoi ayerecham zbech tzofoinim. Ask the Gemara, ashkacha ben tzoin. So now we have a source that the tzoin carbon, if someone bringing a carbon oila out of tzoin, they should be brought betzofen. But ask the Gemara, where do we know that if you bring an animal, if you bring a steer as a carbon, that also as a carbon oiler, it should also be brought betzafen? Answers the Gemara Amakra, because the pasuk says v'im minatzayin kabanai. The Torah first speaks about a carbon oiler that's brought from bakar, and after the Torah speaks about a carbon oiler that's brought from oiler, then we speak about a carbon oiler that's brought from tzayin. But the parasha that speaks about the parasha of bringing a carbon oiler from tzayin begins with the vav. Vav ma'asev al inyan rishon. That vav is coming to connect the two halachas. And what that accomplishes is that v'yilmoy ta'alyoy metachten, that the halacha of the ben bakar is learned from the halacha of the tzayin. So the Medrash says that why does pshat that the Torah says it by the tzoyin, not by the bakar? So the Medrash says, "B'shasha Yisrael makrim tamid al gabim mizbeach." When Klai Yisrael will bring the carbon tamid, which is a carbon oil on the mizbeach, the kairos amikra tzvayin al Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu zayicha keres Yitzchak. Every morning, as Klai Yisrael was bringing this carbon, what it created was that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered the Akedas Yitzchak. We don't understand what that means. And the Medrash also says that the Efer Shel Ayil, the Efer of Yitzchak, is there in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Now we know that Yitzchak Avinu was not brought as a carbon at the end. So Dar Sameach explains that from when Avram Avinu did this heroic act of bringing Yitzchak for Akedah, what happened from that moment on is that Klai Yisrael became a nation that is ready to go to do Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Tzofen represents. Tzofen represents hidden. This is a special special treasure, Tzfayin Lefnei Hashem, the Efer of Akedah Yitzchak, stands and sits tzofayna as a treasure. The word tzofayna is hidden, a treasure in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we can understand, he explains, why the halacha of the carbon oil being brought by tzofayna is said by tzoyin, not by bakar. Because what was brought at the end by the Akedah instead of Yitzchak? A'ayil, which is tzoyin. And that's why we understand that the tzoyin, which was brought and in the place of Yitzchak, is the tzoyin, which is tzofen, which belongs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the other carbon, the other carbonus, which are the bakar, which wasn't tzofen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have that special quality that the Torah should say that it's brought, that it should be done with tzofen. But continues the Gemara, Hanich Laman Damar Lameidim. According to the opinion that says when we have a Vav, we can learn the halachas of one Pasha from the other Pasha. Elaman Damar Ein Lameidim, we can learn from the second Pasha, from the first Pasha. But the first Pasha cannot be learned from the second Pasha. So the first Pasha, which speaks about Ben Bakar, asked the Gemara, Michael Amemer. So now we have a real problem. How will we learn Ben Bakar, which comes first, from Tzoyin, which comes second? Answers the Gemara, and the Gemara brings the source for what we just learned, the Tanya. The Pasuk says regarding Dashim Tali. Dashim Tali is somebody who has a question if he did an Aveira. For example, the example we always give, if somebody has two pieces of meat in front of him, one is kosher, one is not kosher, and he ate one of them. And then it was discovered that one of them is not kosher. He doesn't know if he ate the non-kosher one and he's obligated to bring a carbon, or he ate the kosher one and everything is fine. So under those circumstances, the halacha tells us that he should bring an Ashim Tali. And the Torah, when it speaks about the Ashim Tali, says, "Menefesh echas kisachta, v'as sa'ach mikol mitzvos Hashem shlo yaseno, v'la yada, v'asham, v'nosa avoinai." The Torah says, "V'nosa avoinai, v'eva ayal tamim menatsoin, v'erkachol Ashim." This parasha of the Ashim Tali is stated in the Pasuk right after the parasha of Hashem Ilis. Hashem Ilis means that if somebody had benefit from Hegdish B'Shayig, from here we learn, says the Gemara L'Chayival, Safik Me'ilis, that again, if somebody had two pieces in front of him, one was Hegdish and one was not Hegdish, and he benefits from one, and he doesn't know which one was that, he brings an Ashim Tali. And from here we learn, L'chayiv al-Sofak Me'ilas Ashim Tali Diver Rebbe Kiva. That is the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. V'cham Paitrim, V'cham actually say, by a Sofak of Me'ila, you don't bring an Ashim Tali. My love, so what is the basis of this Machloikus, suggests the Gemara of Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim? My lab Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that when you have a Vav, just like you can learn the second parasha from the first parasha, so too you can learn the first parasha from the second parasha. So the parasha of Ashim Tali, which comes second, can be a source to teach us the halacha of Ashim Tali by Me'ilas, which is the first parasha. Or Masava, and on the other hand, the Chum hold that you can learn the second parasha from the first parasha, but Ein Lameidim, you can't learn the first parasha from the second parasha. So the Gemara's question is, how are we suggesting that we should learn the halacha of Tzofen by Ben Bakr, which is the first parasha, from the halacha of Tzofen by Tzoyin, which is the second parasha, according to the way we are now understanding the opinion of the Chachamim? Amar Rapapa, to which Rapapa says, that is not the subject of the Machloikis of the Chachamim Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rapapa, the Kula Amal Meidim. Everybody says we can learn the first from the second from the first. So what is the basis of the Rabbanan's opinion there? Vayana Tam the Rabbanan, Namakan, the Torah says by the Ashim Tali, V'asa Achs, Mikol Mitzvos Asem, Mishloi Sosena, V'nam V'chatas Chelev, that's the standard carbon chatas. The reason it's called Chatas Chelev, we've had a number of times, the explanation, because it's the most common korban chatas that one would bring for eating something that's not kosher. That's one explanation. The other explanation is that the first time the Torah talks about bringing a korban chatas for doing an aveira is if somebody ate chelev, somebody ate non-kosher meat. So from there, it became that when we speak about a standard korban chatas, it's called chatas chelev. V'nemar, Kan v'asa achz mekomitz Hashem v'nem b'chatas chelav v'asoy se achz mitz Hashem shloy sena. We learn gzeir shava ma'ala halan, just like a regular chavim chatas yichayev adava shechayover as donor kosher shigosay chatas. So too we learn from here that Ashim Tali is only chayev as donor kosher shigosay chatas. Rav Kiva and Rav Kiva, who now learned that even by meila, even though for Me'ila there is no Chiyuv Karis, still says that by Me'ila you bring an Ashim Tali, what will he do with this Kseir Shava? Says the Gemara Ma'ala Halan, Chatas Chelev is an Aveira for which you bring Kavua. The same carbon is brought whether you're wealthy or poor. Afkan, the Ashim Tali is only brought for Aveira, which is Kavua, which is Aveira is the same punishment, whether you're wealthy or poor. Lafuki chatas, the Tumas Migdash of Gedoshav, when we speak about the chatas by Tumas Migdash of Gedoshav, which we learned many times in Ashurim, if somebody entered the Beis Migdash unknowingly when he was Tamei, or somebody ate Hegdish unknowingly when he was Tamei, he brings a common oil of a Yairid. If he's wealthy, he brings a Kisva Seira for a chatas. If he can't afford that, he brings two birds. If he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. The same halacha is if somebody swore falsely, somebody was summoned to say testimony on behalf of somebody else, he swore falsely that he doesn't know, and then he admits that he swore falsely, or if somebody made a shvur which he violated. All of these cases, you don't bring a set carbon. The carbon you bring is a carbon oil of a yerid, depending on your financial situation. And that's what the Gzeira Shava comes to teach us, that in those cases, you are not to bring a carbon oil of a yerid. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan that learn this Gzeira Shava, that you only bring a Oshem Toli by a veir, which is Shogig. Why don't they learn like Rabbi Kiva that the Gzeris Shava is coming to teach us that you only bring a carbon Ashim Toli by an Aver which has a fixed carbon? Says the Gemara, their opinion is Gzeris Shava L'Mechza. We can't use a Gzeris Shava to teach us a partial halacha. And therefore, just like an Ashim Toli, we learn from a Chattis that we only bring it for something that has a Chiv Karis. The Gzeris Shava also serves to teach us that we only bring it to something that has a fixed carbon, not a carbon or oil of a yerid. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami and Gzar Shavu L'Machza, says the Gemara, certainly, Rabbi Kiva also subscribes to this concept of Gzar Shavu L'Machza. So if that's their opinion, if that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, he should end up with the same conclusion as the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Enoch Nami. Of course, Rabbi Kiva subscribes to the concept of Ein Gzeir Shav L'Matzitza. But says the Gemara, what is here? V'achma mafki. Rabbi Kiva sova v'im nefesh ksiv. Moisif alinyan rishon. He says that of course, if we have a Gzeir Shava, the Gzeir Shava has to be taught in its entirety. But here we have a different situation. The pasuk v'im is coming to tell us, as Rabbi Kiva says, that we go in both direction, and therefore, since it goes in both direction, that's why, just like here is an Ashim Toli, by Shamilas there will also be an Ashim Toli. So that Vim Nefesh supersedes the Gzeir Shova. Ask the Marv Rabbanan Nami Ksiv Vim Nefesh. Lema Kama Mehaka Mefki. The Mas Sover. So now should we perhaps be explaining that what is the Machlokes of Rekivim Rabbanan? The Machlokes of Rekivim Rabbanan is what takes precedence. Does the Gzeir Shova take precedence? Or the Hekish take precedence? And Rekiva's opinion is we'll follow the Hekish. And since we'll follow the Hekish, that's why we bring an Oshem Toli by Me'ila. Or Mas Sova, and whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is that the Gzeir Shova Adif, and therefore since by Me'ila there is no Karis, there is no Oshem Toli. Says the Gemara Loi. That's not the way to learn. The Kul Alma, everybody will agree, the Hekish Adav, a Hekish is stronger than a Gzeir Shava. The Amrilach Rabbanan, and the reason over here why we follow the Gzeir Shava, because Tachnunu the Gomer Me'elyon, Lashem B'Kes V'Shkolim, we're learning that the Halacha of Oshem Toli, which is followed, which is stated in the Pasuk after Parsha of Me'ila, that the Halacha is that when somebody brings a carbon Asham Me'ilas, the halacha is he has to bring a carbon which is an ayol, that it's worth at least two sloim. Shloi time up. One would make an argument. If somebody knows that he did an aveira, so then he brings a kamachatis. And when we say that he brings a kamachatis, how much does a kamachatis cost? Ma vado. Chattis pastanka, when you bring a carbon chattis, it could be even of minimal value. Af sveikai. So when do we bring an Oshem Toli? An Oshem Toli is brought in a case where you had a suffix if you chayv a carbon chattis. So therefore, the pasuk teaches us that Oshem Toli is actually more expensive than a carbon chattis. And Rabbeinu Yoina, of course, asked the question, why is that the case? It doesn't seem to make any sense that when somebody certainly did an Aveira, the carbon that he brings is going to be cheaper than the carbon he brings when he only did a Suffolk Aveira. So he explains that as we understand, what is the purpose of bringing a carbon? The purpose of bringing a carbon is, as the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our animals. The purpose of bringing a carbon is that we should do tshuva. When a person knows that he did an Aveira. So, of course, in such a case, when a person is well aware that he did an Aveira, his tshuva, he's much closer to doing a tshuva versus a situation where he doesn't really think he did an Aveira. How will he get the message that he needs to do tshuva? By bringing a carbon which is more expensive. And that's what these parshas are here for. Rabbi Akiva Hai Svara Menale, where does he know that you have to bring a carbon chattis that's worth a shtei sloim? Because, and of course, the obvious question is that why don't we say that he learns both from the Vav? That he learns from the Vav that Asham Ilis brings an Asham Talui, and that an Asham Talui has to be worth at least two sloim. So explain the Rishonim. We have to remember, the Shituk says this, that we have a Gzeirah Shava. So the only reason Rabbi Akiva is ignoring the Gzeirah Shava is because we have a Hekish that we can't ignore. But if we have a way to apply the Hekish elsewhere, which will say that the Hekish is coming to teach us the value of the carbon Ashim Talui, then Rabbi Akiva could go back and hold like the Chachamim, that we'll learn, we'll use the Gzeirah Shava where Ashim Talui is and where Ashim Talui isn't. It means it won't be by Hashem Ilis. And the Vav will be for this Halacha. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva has a different place where he learns the Halacha of the value of the carbon Ashim. And therefore, he's left, well, what do I do with the Vav? And he says, I need the Vav to tell me that there's Ashim Talui by Me'ila. Says the Gemara. So, the Gemara Masechta Menachos quotes a Machlokes Chacham Rav Shimon, if all Kabbalists that say Zois Tyrus are connected. So now Gemara makes its point. Tanach Mande Islay Tyrus, Rav Kiva that says, Rav Shimon who says Zois Tyrus, that all Kabbalists that are in one category are connected. So he'll learn that from the Pasuk of Zois Tyrus Asham, if by Asham Me'ilas we have to bring Shnei Sloim, so too will be the halacha by Ashim Talui and all other carbon Ashim. However, Mandalesle, according to the Chum that don't know that halacha, Mechigomer, so we're looking for a source for Rabbi Akiva. They'll know Ashim Talui has to be at least Kasav Shkolim. So it's not from the Vav, as we just finished explaining, but he'll be able to say it's from the Tyras. But the Chum who don't subscribe to that Limon Mechigomer answers the Gemara, he learns it the following way. The Torah says, "By Hashem Hashem El Tam By Sham Gzelus, which we said before, somebody denies that he owes somebody, he was holding somebody's object, and then he admits that when somebody did Gzela, that the Torah says that when somebody did Gzelus is that if you stole somebody else's money, the halacha is that if you swear falsely and then you admit, you have to bring Hashem Gzelus. There it says also, Hashem Yovel Hashem El Tamim Menatzoyim Be'erkechah. By the Pasha of Hashem Talui, the Torah also uses the word Erkechah, because the Pasuk says, El Tamim Menatzoyim Be'erkechah. So we learned this Gzeirah Shava, that just like by the Hashem Ilus is Shnei Sloim, these other Kabbalas are also Shnei Sloim. Says the Gemara, Tainach Hechad Gzeirah Be'erkechah. But now as the Gemara, so if we're learning it based on the word be'erkecha, so that will be fine wherever the Torah uses the word be'erkecha. But ask the Gemara, Asham Shifcha Charufa. Asham Shifcha Charufa is a woman who's half Shifcha and Chas Ben Chayrim. The simplest example is that this woman was owned by two owners, the Shifcha Knanis, one freed her and one did not. And she now became married to an Eved Ivri, and now somebody had relations with her, because so we can't consider her a full-fledged Eishes Ish, because she's half Shifcha. The halacha is somebody who has relations with her has to bring a Sham Shifcha Charufa. So ask the Gemara, the likes of Be'erkecha, that the Torah doesn't use the word Be'erkecha by that Oshem. And now we're saying that, according to Rabbi Akiva, the only time we know that you bring that that the Kesef Shkolim is the value of the Ashram is based on that word Be'ekecha. So how would we know that this Sham Shif Charufa is Kesef Shkolim? And says the Gemara, he learns it. There's another Gzeri Shava. Gomer Ba'ayel Ba'ayel. The Pasuk says, V'akoyin Yichapa Ola Ba'ayel Ha'oshon. That's what the Torah says, but Hashem Me'ilis. But Hashem Shif Charufa, the Torah says, V'chipa Ola Ba'akoyin Ba'ayel Ha'oshon. So that's how we know that just like the Sham Me'ilis has to be Kesef Shkolim, so too will be the Halacha by the Sham Shif Charufa. Ask the Gemara, Mechatas Menol on the Bayit Zofen. So we go back to what we began the shiur with, that all kamachatas have to be have the shechita betzofen. Ask the Gemara chatas menol on the bayit zofen. Says the Gemara, the ksiv ashachar esachatas b'makam ha'oil. So I saw that the mefarshim, that the Nesiv Shalom points out that as we're going to learn extensively in our shiurim, that the source how we know that the Karban Chatas is slaughtered b'tzofen is because we learn it from the oila. Why was it so necessary to use the oila to be the source for the Karban Chatas? So he explains that we know that what is the reason somebody brings a Karban oila. The reason that somebody brings a Karban oila is because he had hirhurei aveira. He thought of doing an aveira. And Chazal teaches us the Yuma Daf Chof Tesam and Aleph, Herhurei Aveira, Kashimi Aveira. The person who decided to do an Aveira, planned on doing the Aveira, it's much more significant what he did than the Aveira. And therefore, this person who did an Aveira, and as we're learning, because he did an Aveira, he has to bring a Karban Chatas, we're much more concerned about him and about what he did. And the way we learn that the Aveira all emanates from what he was thinking about is teaching us that where is the Shechit of the Karban Chatas? The Shechit of the Karban Chatas is where the Oila, because it all starts from the Machshava. And that's why he continues to say, along the same line of reasoning, that we know that the Karban Oila is a Karban which is Kolol, which is completely burnt. Karban Chatas is not completely burnt. And again, with the same type of question, if somebody actually did an Aveira, isn't it more significant than when he thought about the Aveira? And when we think of Sreifa, when we think about entirely burning something, we should certainly know that it's a bigger, so it's a more significant act. So he says again, the reason why the Oila, which represents the Machshava, represents the thought and the plan to do the Aveira, as we're learning now, is even more significant than the Aveira. And because it's more significant than the Aveira, that's why the Halacha wants us to burn the Oila, get the Machshava out of our system. And when we're able to get the Machshava out of the system, that will prevent us from actually doing any Aveiras. So ask the Gemara, ask Chan Shechita. So now we've learned that the Halacha of Shechita has to be done by Tzofen. Kabbalah Minolan. How do we know that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done by Tzofen, as we learned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, the Ksiv Lokach HaKayin Midamai Betzboy. And because the Pasuk says, V'lokach, the way to read the Pasuk is V'lokach B'mokam Ha'ola, that the Kabbalah Saddam should be done where the Ola was stunned. But we also learned that not just the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done with Tzofen, but the person who's doing the Kabbalah Saddam has to be standing with Tzofen. Ask the Mamakabal Atzma Manolan, how do we know that the person who's doing the Kabbalah Saddam has to be standing in the Tzofen? Answers the Gemara, Amakra V'lokach HaKoyin. And it's as if the word Koyin is connected to the Kabbalah, Loikach, that he should be standing in the Tzofen as he's doing the Kabbalah. But as we've learned so many times, any halacha, when we speak about kachim, has to be stated twice in order for it to be essential. So yes, we've been able to identify psukim that teach us about the shechita and the Kabbalah that have to be with Tzofen. But ask the Gemara, that they've only been stated once. Ask the Gemara, ask chalam mitzvah, la'akav minayim, how do we know that even by the Eved, it has to be done. Answers the Gemara, Krachina, Siv. Here the Pasuk speaks about a sar that's brought by a Nasi that we discussed in Masechet Ahariyos, they did an Aveira. And the Nasi who does an Aveira, for which a Yisrael would bring a Kamchatas, he brings a sar. And the Pasuk says they have a Shachar Oysu B'makam Sheyishkad as Oyla. If the Pasuk is teaching us that it's brought B'tzofen, we already know the Kamchatas is done B'tzofen. This must be coming to teach us L'mitzvah. Says the Gemara, V'tanya, and the Gemara elaborates on this. The Brisa says, we got the pasuk that speaks about the sorrow of the Nasi, says, V'shachra yisubay makam ashi yishchat es oyla, heichna oyla nishchta b'tzofen, just like the common oyla, the shchit is b'tzofen, avzeh b'tzofen, so too should this be b'tzofen. Says the Gemara, V'chimika, ask the Gemara, V'chimika nata lamed, is this the source that the sorrow Nasi is done b'tzofen? For like for Nemar, doesn't the pasuk already say by all kamachatis, but makom she tishachir oyla tishachir achatis? Halama yotza. Why did the Torah find it necessary to single out that the sar nasi is done b'tzofen? Lekvay le makom, to teach us that this halacha is that at the kvay le makom shem lo shachta b'tzofen. If the carbon was not done b'tzofen, the carbon is pasul. Ata Omer, so questions the Brice on itself. Ata Omer, Shulkach Yotza, is that the reason why the Torah spoke about this halacha, single it out? Or Yaina Elo, to teach us, Tan Tsofen, that only the Sar, this Sar of the Nasi requires Tsofen, Vain Achatan Tsofen, all the other Seirim, Seirim of Yom Kippur, Seir Avodah Zarah, don't require tzofen. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, "V'shachar esachatz b'makom oyla zeh b'nei av l'kol chatos." It doesn't make a difference from what type of animal sheitonos tzofen that they have to be b'tzofen. So ask the Gemara. So now what we've accomplished is we first had a pasuk as we began the shir teaching us that the karmach chatos is brought b'tzofen, and now we have another pasuk by this sawyer. We have another pasuk by this sire that it has to be brought b'tzofen. But that will accomplish that the sire nasi is essential to be brought b'tzofen because we have two psukim regarding this type of chatas. But ask Gemara Ashkan sire nasi, bein l'mitzvah bein l'akum, we have two psukim, and therefore we come to a conclusion that there's a din of tzofen. V'shar chatos nami ashkan l'mitzvah. But regarding all other carbon chattas, yes, there is one pasuk that it should be done with tzofen, but la'akiv menolon, how do we know that if you didn't do it, it's pasul? Says the Gemara, t'ksiv, b'kisva v'ksiv b'sira. The Torah speaks about a person who did an aver and brings a carbon chattas, it's kisba, and the pasuk says, v'shachreis l'chattas v'makom sheishkeres oylam, and the Torah speaks about if somebody chooses to bring a seira for his kamachatas, v'shachas achatas makam oila. So to teach us that all kamachatas, so the pasuk by seira is come to teach us that other kamachatas, as we said at the beginning of the shir, not just the standard kamachatas that's brought him as bechachitzen, needs tzofen. But why did the Torah say it again by the kisba? To teach us la'akif. The Brisa said, the pasuk said by the sar nasi, v'shachar oisai. And there was a question that we just learned in the Brisa. Maybe the oisa is coming to teach us that only the sar nasi requires tzofen, but other seirim actually don't require tzofen. But now we said that all kamachatas, all types, all animals, all reasons require tzofen. If that's the case, the word oisai that is mentioned by the sar nasi, ask the Gemara el oisa lamali, what was it needed for? To teach us, this time a nasi brings a carbon, requires tzofen, vein tzor nachshu b'tzofen. When they had the chanukas mizbayich in the midbar, each one, as we read in Parshas Nasai so very extensively, each one of the nasi ashvatim brought a whole series of kabanas and gifts to the mizbayach, and the Gemara is teaching us that soyer doesn't have to be done b'tzofen. The reason why those seerim are called soyer nachshin, because Nachshban Aminadov, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, was the first of the Nasiyim to bring a carbon, and therefore it's always called seer nachshin, but it's not only nachshin, it's everyone else. V'tanya, and the Gemara explains. The Pasuk says that by the Sar Nasi, V'samach Yad HaRosh HaSar. So the question is, why does the Pasuk say the word Sar? The word Sar was already mentioned previously. To teach us, L'Rabba Sin Nachshin L'Smicha, that when Nachshin brought his carbon Sar, his Chatos, he had to do Smicha, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But Shimon Omer, L'Rabba Sin Avedis Kachavon L'Smicha, the halacha is that if they worship the Avodah Zarah based on an erroneous Pesach of Bezdin, they bring a Sira Avodah Zarah that requires Smicha. And therefore, says the Gemara, Saka Data Kamina, Hoyel is Rabbi L'Smicha, according to the opinion that says that the Sar Nachshin required Smicha. So we would say that just like Smicha is required, it's Rabbi Nami L'Tzofen, Tzofen should also be required, Kamash Malan, that Isai, the Pasuk of Isai is teaching us that it requires, that the Sar Nasi requires Tzofen, the Sar Nachshin doesn't require Tzofen. Maskela, Ravina, asks Ravina, Ha Nichler Yehuda. This is all understandable that according to Yehuda, who just taught us that the Sar Nachshir required Smicha, so we would think it would also require Tzofen. That's why the Pasuk says it requires smicha, but not tzofen. Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Shimon, who didn't learn it that way, and there's no requirement of smicha by Sar Nachshin, so why would I think that tzofen is required? My Iklamema, says the Gemara, and therefore we're back to our question. What was the purpose of saying oisai? What we learn from the word oisai, which is stated by the Sar Nasi. Says the Gemara, even according to Yehuda, that we said that we understand why we need a pasuk, because we would think that just like smicha is required, tzofen is required. Why? Asked the Gemara, why would we say that? Amalei mazut b'reider of tevi l'ravina l'Yehuda minicha. According to Yehuda, is it any better? L'may this rabbi is rabbi. What the Torah says is required is required. My delayus rabbi, loyus rabbi. V'chei tema. So why would we think that tzofen is required just because smicha is required that we need a pasuk to say it's not? V'chei tema iloy mata kra, says the Gemara, maybe we'll take a different approach. If there were no pasuk to tell us that the sar nachshin doesn't require tzofen, have a mina taste of binyan av. I shall learn it with a binyan av from all other carbon chattas. Says the Gemara, if that's a legitimate approach, im kain, if that's a legitimate approach, then smicha gufa teis binyan av. So then maybe smicha is required, and we'll say that just like all carbon chattas require smicha, so too should the sar nachshin require smicha. Ella, why is that not necessarily a proper approach? Because Shah Medeiros Lagerminen, we don't learn a carbon of Sar Nachshin, which was a one-time event, from all carbons that happen in the future generations. And that's why we wouldn't automatically say smicha is required. So Achanami, if that's the case, regarding Tzofen, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that it doesn't require Tzofen? Why don't we just say Shah Medeiros Lagerminen? Just because all future carbon chattas require Tzofen, why would we need a pasuk to tell us that Sar Nachshin is different? Of course it's different. Ella, Oisai B'Tzofen, the word Oisai is coming to teach us that the animal has to be B'Tzofen, Ve'en HaShoyche B'Tzofen, that the person who's shechting the animal doesn't have to be B'Tzofen. B'Shoyche, as the Gemara, B'Shoyche, the halacha that the Shoyche himself, as long as the animal's B'Tzofen, that the Shoyche doesn't have to be B'Tzofen, I don't need this Oisai to teach us that. As the Gemara, Midrab Achia Nafka. I can learn that from what Rav Achia taught us. The Tanya Rav Achia Oimer. The pasuk says by common oila. V'shachar esay al yerecham zbeich tzfoina. Ma tamal oimer. What does the pasuk say with that word? What is the pasuk speaking with the word oisai? Lefisha mitzinu. Since we find when it comes by the Kabbalah Saddam, that the person who's doing the Kabbalah Saddam, I'm Bitsofen, he has, the Kohen has to be Bitsofen, and the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah Saddam has to be Bitsofen. Then Ahmed Bedarim, and if the Kohen who's doing the Kabbalah Saddam is not standing there, he's standing elsewhere, and he does the Kabbalah Saddam puzzle, Yochel, we would think that so too should be the Halacha by Shechita, Avzekain, that not just does the Shechita have to be the Mitzofen, but the Kohen has to be standing Mitzofen. Tamaloyma, that's what the word Oisoi comes to teach us, Ois Mitzofen, Vein Shoichit Mitzofen. That's what we learn from there. And Tosfos explained, why is the Halacha by Shechita different than by Kabbalah? Why is the Halacha that by Shechita the Kohen doesn't have to be Bitsofen, just the animal has to be Bitsofen, but by Kabbalah they both have to be? So Tosfos says a fairly easy explanation. Tosfos says, we know that Shechita is not really a full-fledged Avoida. As we learned so very often, Shechita Ksher Bizar. However, when we speak about Kabbalah, the Halacha is much stricter. And the Halacha by Kabbalah is that the Kabbalah is only kosher with a Kohen. And therefore, the Halacha is stricter than not just the Kabbalah has to be done Bitsofen, but the Kohen has to be standing Bitsofen. Ella, Oysa Bitsofen, says the Gemara, why? So we're back to where we started. Why do we need Oysai by the Sar Nasi? Says the Gemara, when we kill a bird, that doesn't have to have tzofen. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, we would think that when somebody does malika on a bird that's being brought in a carbon, it should be required tzofen. And actually suggesting Ravadinu. And it would be a logical thing to say, ma ben tzayin, shloikov loikoyin. When we speak about animal, as we just said, the shechita doesn't have to be done through a kohen; it can be done through Yisrael. Still, the halacha is kavalei tzofen, it has to be done b'tzofen. Ben oif shekavalei kohen. So when we speak about a bird, that the kohen is the one that does the malika, ain't it then? So certainly the halacha ought to be shekavalei tzofen. Tamaloymer. That's why the pasuk says v'shachar oisai, that the animal has a kodesh kedoshim, is done b'tzofen, not them. Says the Gemara, why would we suggest that bringing an animal is not as serious as bringing an oif? Ma'alat son shekavu lo kli. When you kill an animal, you have to use a knife. Whereas when you kill a bird, you don't use a knife. You don't use a kli sharis. So from this Gemara, it seems that the halacha is that when you kill an animal, you always have to use a knife. But we actually discussed at the beginning, in the previous perek, that Flamen Aleph, when we spoke about a tamei shechting a carbon, the question was, as soon as the tamei person touches the knife, there should be a problem. So we learned that the shechita wasn't done with a knife, it was done with a sharp piece of wood. But here we're learning that you have to use a knife. So how do we reconcile these two halacha? So the halacha is that even though you don't have to use a klisharis for shechita, it has to be a keli. And therefore, if Rashi says we're going to use a sharp piece of wood, the wood doesn't have to be a klisharis. The wood can't be a klisharis. But it has to be fashioned into a klisharis, into a keli. Not klisharis, it can't be klisharis, it's not metal. But it has to be a keli. Whereas, as we just explained, by killing a bird, there's no keli, it's your fingernail. Ella, oisa b'tzofen, vein pesa b'tzofen. The word oisa, but it's sa'anasi, is coming to teach us that the carbon sa'anasi is done b'tzofen, not the carbon pesach. The Tanya, and not a Brisa, elaborates. The Tanya Beleza ben Yaakov Omer, Yochel Yebhesach Toin Tzofen, we would perhaps suggest that Karm Pesach should be done with Tzofen for dinner, when it's a logical explanation. A common oil can be brought any day, all day. Kovloi Tzofen, that lochas has to be with Tzofen, Pesach should Kovloi Zman Shkitosoi. The only time you could bring a carbon Pesach is on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And it is Shikvloi Tzofen. Tamaloimer Oisai. Says the Gemara, what kind of a logic is this? Mal Oila, Oila has the chumra she can't call it, as we said earlier. It's completely burnt. Says the Gemara Mechatis. But you're right. We can't learn Pesach from Oila, we can learn Pesach from Chatis. We'll say if Chatis requires tzofen, Oila should certainly require tzofen. But ask the Gemara, Mal Chatis she can't mechaperis al chai v'krisis. Chatis has the special quality that it's mechaper naveir for which there is krisis. Pesach obviously doesn't have that halacha, says the Gemara, Miyosham. Well, so you're right. We won't learn it from Chatas. We'll learn from Asham, which comes even for Averis, as we said earlier in our Shia, that don't have creases. Says the Gemara, Bachmal Asham Shikain, Kachikachim. Asham is Kachikachim. Pesach is Kachim Kalim. And actually, says the Gemara, now that we've introduced this concept, the truth is, Oila, Chatas are also Kachi Kachim. So how would we suggest to learn Pesach, which is Kachim Kalim, from these Kabbalahs, which are Kachi Kachim? Says the Gemara, Lailan Kemar Mikaro. We go back to what we said, to teach us Oisa B'Tzofen, V'Neshoich B'Tzofen. That's what the Oisa that the Torah uses by the Sar Nasi came to teach us. We asked, with the Kashalach Madrav Chia Nafkalon, we already learned that from the Brice that he learns is from the word v'shachar oisai that's stated by the carbon oil. It says the one that's not what the pasuk there is coming to teach us. Lav lamuti shaykh b'tzofen. The pasuk is not come to tell us that the shaykh doesn't have to be b'tzofen. Ela she'ein shaykh b'tzofen abakab b'tzofen. To come to teach us that the makabal has of the kabal stam has to be b'tzofen. But as the gemara that we already learned that the makabal is b'tzofen melokach loy kach nafka loy kach. We learned that he should be standing there. And says the Gemara, this Tana, like Kach, like Mashmalay, doesn't like that Rasha, and that's why he needs this Eisai to teach us that the Makabal stands B'tzofen. And if that's the case, the Eisai that said by Sar Nasi is here to teach us that the Eisai B'tzofen, that the animals B'tzofen, Venishach B'tzofen.